Hi, and welcome to a new episode of the Podfic Pals. I'm Evie, and today I'm going to be reading So It Goes. The author's AO3 is dosfucking_avocados, and the Tumblr is just dosfucking_avocados. You can find a link to their accounts in our description. This fic has 5,000 words. The pairing is Harry Styles and Louis Tomlinson. It was written for the Secret Larry Valentine's Exchange last year, so 2023. Some of the tags are Spy AU, Assassin AU, Enemies to Lovers, Enemies with Benefits, and Implied Sexual Content. It's rated teen and up and marked for containing graphic depictions of violence. The summary is simply, I'm going to kill you. Go right ahead, love. And all the pieces fall right into place, getting caught up in a moment, lipstick on your face, so it goes. One, two, Louis whispered under his breath, as he walked out of the building. There was an explosion. They heard the loud footsteps of bodyguards running in. Three, he smirked, as he got into his car and shut the door behind him, muffling what was the scream of horror coming from the guards who would be accused of killing their boss. You're such an ass, Harry rolled his eyes from the passenger seat. Darling, you act like you weren't the one who packed that little explosive in last night. Oh, shut it. If you insist. Now, where to? Headquarters. Apparently our next assignments will be from the boss herself. Louis whistled, and Harry rolled his eyes again. Don't roll your eyes so hard. You know I'm the one behind the wheel. Louis raised his eyebrows as he pulled out of the parking lot. And, Harry crossed his arms, you're really threatening to kill me? I might be. You're really getting on my nerves lately. Louis shrugged, fixing the rearview mirror and looking at Harry through it. I've killed 4 people behind the wheel and taken over their cars successfully. You sure about that threat? Louis hit reverse and started driving in the opposite direction, startling Harry. Louis, check your front compartment. Harry opened the front compartment to have water shot into his face. Never open a storage without a defense up, Louis tuttered, Harry glaring at him. There is something in there, though. Have a look. Louis pulled out files that contained the information of their next job. What? I collected them beforehand when you were getting ready last night. Without me? Well, were you with me? Harry's glare intensified. Louis smirked cockily. I'm going to kill you. Go right ahead, love. Harry remembers the first time they hooked up, all too well. It was 2 years ago, their second assignment together, but they were alone. It was their longest one, 3 months. On day 28 of month 2, they'd gotten drunk and kissed each other. The next morning, he'd threatened to kill Louis, and the same night he was on his knees. It had been a constant since, for any of their jobs that required them to be together in a room for a night. They hated each other, but they found each other pretty hot. The feelings were mutual. We're going to run late, Harry's voice came from the bathroom where he was getting ready. Louis groaned from where he laid on the bed, dragging himself out at last. 3 years. We've been killing old rich men together for 3 years. Name one time we've run late. This might be the first one if you don't get dressed. Well, you're the one who wanted to fuck. Louis shrugged, walked into the bathroom, ignoring Harry, who was plucking his eyebrows. You're also the one plucking your eyebrows. Just because I'm a spy and know how to kill someone doesn't mean I do not believe in self-care. And for the record, I've got a nub. God, you're so fucking annoying. 35 minutes till the cab arrives. Hurry up. Louis walked out of the bathroom. Harry stuck his head out of the door. Oh, by the way, he stopped Louis in his tracks, who turned around with a questioning look. You have lipstick on your face. Harry laughed at Louis's groan. Names? The bouncer looked at them. Louis was dressed in a three-piece gray suit, hair perfectly in place, and frameless glasses on the bridge of his nose. They walked in with Harry on his arm, in a white suit with a satin shirt, a rose pin on his lapel. 200 Charleston, Louis smiled charmingly. Harry resisted the urge to roll his eyes at how good of an actor he was. All right. They entered a room filled with fancy suits and dresses, the scent of expensive perfume floating around. Well then, my darling, shall we part ways? Louis smiled at him, sickeningly sweet. 10:40, 30 seconds. Harry returned his smile. Louis raised an eyebrow. Harry leaned forward to kiss his cheek. Navy blue, silver Arabian horse on the lapel, 2-6. And black dress, red hair on 3. He whispered in his ear before he turned around and walked in the opposite direction. Louis grabbed a flute of champagne from a waiter who passed him, glancing at the people Harry had warned him about. Sure enough, a redhead in a black gown and a bald man in a navy blue suit stood in positions and stature someone who wasn't a spy themselves wouldn't recognize. They were, if Louis wasn't wrong with the math, about 30 minutes away from their attack. It was 10:13, meaning they'd strike at 10:43. They would strike at 10:40, 3 minutes earlier. The perfect time, Louis thought. He looked up and found a mirror reflecting the people across the room. And of course, he could spot Harry, who shot him a wink. The 20 minutes they spent socializing went about smoothly. They were experts in catching people off guard, startling them, charming them away with a twinkle in their smile, and pretty lies from their pearly whites. He checked his watch. They had 5 minutes. He locked eyes with Harry for a split second before he was waltzing away. Louis excused himself, eye on the other two spies in the room, and he looked for the planned exit route. Black and blue moved quickly, and he knew they were getting in position. Louis felt a hand on his back, touch all too familiar. His arm moved around Harry's waist as they waited for their host, their target, to move into their trap like clockwork. Surprise, Harry murmured as Louis watched in shock as black and blue passed out where they were hiding. Louis was alarmed as he looked for their host, who thankfully had not been alarmed. His grip around Harry's waist went painfully tight as he counted under his breath. 3. He pushed Harry to their set exit quietly. 2. He moved himself, and hands on his hidden holster, started running, Harry behind him. 1. And he heard a faint explosion behind him, followed by screaming and a thunderous footfall. 1. And he heard a faint explosion behind him, followed by screaming and thunderous footfall. He was quiet until they got to the car. Apparently, we missed a red streak on your suitcase. They'd raided our rooms when we were away yesterday, Harry said as they buckled themselves in. Louis didn't respond. Anyway, so I thought we'd take them out. Agents will have them cleared up for interrogation by the time we check out. Louis suddenly swerved the car, throwing Harry off his balance. He stopped in an alleyway. What the fuck were you thinking? His voice was steely and cold. Harry felt angry. What do you mean, what the fuck was I thinking? I was doing my job? He glared at Louis, who clenched his jaw. He didn't reply, only looked at Harry, demanding an answer. Unlike you, I thought it would be a good idea to get rid of a potential threat, who, by the way, if you were paying attention, had intel on us. And you had all this genius when exactly? Right when I told you where they were, another thing you didn't pick up on. Who the fuck told you that you can do whatever the hell on a planned kill, one we've been working on for an entire month, without telling me? Louis raised his voice, eyes boring holes into Harry. And why the hell should I be telling you? It's not like you fucking listen to me. Harry pointed a finger at him. You could have fucking killed us, Louis cut him off, gripped Harry's hand. And don't you fucking point fingers. Own up to your bloody mistakes. Harry balled his hand in a fist and tried to pull away, but failed. But clearly, we're not, considering you're projecting your superiority complex onto me right now. Harry glared back at him. There's a million different ways this could have gone down. You know it. And yet you decide to execute this glorious plan of yours all on your own, with me in the same room, with a mode of communication, and I'm the one with the superiority complex? Louis raised an eyebrow. Louis, get this through your thick fucking skull. Louis's voice dropped a tone which sent shivers down Harry's spine, but did not falter his glare. Like it or not, we're partners. We plan, we work, we kill all together, as a unit. Next time you change a plan without telling me will be the last plan you'll ever make. He dropped Harry's hand. And without waiting for a reply from him, he pulled out of the alleyway and onto the road again. They didn't talk for the rest of the trip. Met you in a bar, all eyes on me, your illusionist. 4 years ago. The case was a peculiar one. This was the first time in his career Louis had been asked to kidnap someone. But it wasn't the kidnapping that seemed strange to him. He was always open to that. It was who he was kidnapping that made him feel like something was being hidden from him. For starters, he was named Harry Styles. In Louis's humble opinion, it was the fakest thing he'd heard. He was the supposed heir to one of the gold mines the mob was apparently staking at, and his job was to kidnap him at a party where he'd be signing the papers of inheritance. He eyed the guy from where he was sat on his bar stool. For someone who was engaged in very hilarious, teeth-baring conversations, he seemed alert. Louis could read every muscle in his body, and before he knew it, he could smell the all-too-familiar scent of a nitro aromatic. He had 5 seconds before something exploded. He dropped his glass to the floor, which turned heads towards him, and ran towards Harry and barreled him to the floor. Before anyone had time to react, just as Louis had suspected, a bomb went off. What he hadn't expected, though, was Harry fighting him. He threw his leg over Louis's back and pushed forward, rolling Louis onto his back. Despite his shock, Louis fought back, demobilizing Harry's hands as a distraction, while he threw himself with all his force towards him and threw his balance off. He made use of the brief second Harry was startled to knee him in the abdomen, not hard enough to cause any serious injury, but enough for him to reach out to cower. Harry off of him, he lunged forward to attempt to throw him over his shoulder when he noticed someone in the shadow reaching for their holster. So instead of running, Louis shifted towards Harry's back. He was protected. He used his arms to cover him from behind as the gunshot went off. He looked back to see the person run. When he turned back, he locked eyes with Harry, whose face was only a couple inches away from his. "You saved me," he murmured. "Just because I'm the bad guy doesn't mean I'm a bad guy," Louis shrugged, immediately stabbing him with a needle that took him out in 5 seconds. "Easy one, aren't you?" Louis murmured as Harry's entire body weight fell on him. He looked around at the empty site, lifted him up with ease, and walked towards his planned exit. Upon reaching his car, he opened the back seat to lie Harry down. He reached for the front seat to grab the ropes when he felt a light jerk in the back seat. Sure enough, there was movement. But when Louis had turned back, he hadn't expected to see Harry with a knife in his hand and a smirk on his face. Louis masked his shock. "Gamma hydroxybutyrate," Harry said proudly. "Or water?" "And how'd you know that, pretty boy?" "Oh, so we're moving fast now," Harry raised an eyebrow. He held the knife to his throat. Louis could feel Harry's breath on his. "Answer my question," Louis locked eyes, gaze unfaltering. "Wouldn't you like to know? A little chink in your armor." "I like to count them. Go ahead." "I'd never seen you before, until 3 weeks ago." 1, Louis counted under his breath. "You wear Tom Ford Eau de Soleil Blanc, a scent I hate. I picked that up the second time I saw you. No one around me has ever worn it, until 3 weeks ago, that is." 2. And finally, Harry was cut off with a sharp kick in the abdomen that sent his knife flying and startled him enough for Louis to grab his wrists and pin them behind his back. 3, Louis breathed a huff, pinning him onto the seat on his front. Once again, a little less to Louis's surprise, Harry could fight. alarmingly professionally, too, as he wrapped his legs around his waist, throwing his body weight into Louis, making him topple. They were out of the car, Louis on his back, but his grip on Harry's wrists ironclad. He got the upper hand in the end, Harry on the dusty ground with his wrists pinned and Louis hovering over him. "You put up a good fight, Sugar, but this is my job." Louis huffed and grabbed both his wrists by one hand and reached for his holster. "Good thing we'll be training him then," Louis heard a voice he couldn't fathom. He left Harry on the ground and got up immediately. It was his boss. Louis didn't have to speak. "This is Harry Styles. He was spotted. We offered him a job, but he refused. Until he got in the way of business and wanted in." Her voice was gravelly with all the cigars. "But of course, we'd have to test him first." So this was all a setup? An entire month's worth of a plan? Louis didn't care if he got in trouble. He wasn't going to be quiet when he'd been used as some recruitment pawn. "Yes, Louis, it was." "And this one knew about it?" He pointed to Harry, who had a smug grin on his face. "Yes, and before you get mad," she raised a hand to stop a very angry Louis who was about to go off. "This was a test for you, too."
"A test for what?"
"To welcome you to the next level. You're having dinner with me tonight. No guards, only you and I. Am I clear?"
"Yes, ma'am."
The implication of the set dinner was a welcome to the boss's inner circle, which was more than enough to calm Louis down. He was still mad at that smug bastard who was now off the floor and beside Louis. "And as for Harry, you will be escorted where you need to be. All steps further will be carried out later. You will be briefed and assigned a trainer soon."
"Yes, ma'am,"
Harry mimicked Louis. A car pulled up, and a bodyguard stepped out, opening the door for her. She drove away and left Harry and Louis alone. 3 weeks later, Louis's salary had quadrupled. He'd bought a new place and a car, and he'd been struck as rookie Harry Styles' trainer. And then, stuck as his partner.
"I'm yours to keep and I'm yours to lose. You know I'm not a bad girl, but I do bad things with you."
They'd once bet £100 on who was more stubborn out of the two of them. At the end of around 4 months, Niall, an associate, had to pay them each £500 to get over themselves and work together for fuck's sake. Conclusion, they were both stubborn. Harry was at a club, off the case and the grid, finally being able to get wasted after 6 months of tiny champagne flutes. Louis was moping at a beach after spending an hour in a boxing ring with his friend and companion, a box of cigarettes. Until he got a call from Harry, that is. He doesn't pick up the first time. Why should he? Harry was the reason he'd burned through 6 cigarettes in half an hour. But when the phone rang 5 times nonstop, it just got annoying.
"Louis,"
Harry slurred in a sing-song voice. There was loud music in the background. Louis figured he was in a club.
"It's our time off. Stop drunk calling me."
"But I'm wearing a slip dress," he informed excitedly. "I'm also incredibly horny, so you need to come here, like, right now." Two could play this game, Louis thought.
"I'm with someone."
"No, you're not," Harry deadpanned.
"Yes, I am," Louis teased.
"We were about to fuck until you called me, that is." There was a beat of silence from Harry, which made Louis smirk. "I was wearing lace, so you're a loss. It's not like I can't find someone else, too."
"Have fun, then."
"I hope you don't." And before Louis could say something, he hung up on him. He huffed a laugh at the phone and got off the sand and into his car, ignoring the lurching feeling in his stomach at the thought of Harry with someone else. Louis couldn't help but call Harry around 3 a.m.
"Louis!"
Harry whined.
"Where are you?"
"In the elevator," Harry replied with a fake accent.
"You're American drunk?"
"I was forced into sobriety with a cup of coffee, so yep." He pops the pee.
"Wait, what lift? Where are you?"
He heard a knock on his door. He pocketed his phone and opened the door, and Harry fell into his arms.
"Louis," Louis, Louis, Louis. Why are you here?
Because I wanted to see you.
Why?
The slip dress? The lace? Did you not get the memo? Harry sounded annoyed.
Harry,
Louis let out a frustrated sigh and moved Harry to the bed.
You can't just keep doing this.
Doing what?
This,
he murmured, hands resting on his waist. He took all of Harry in, the long, curly hair that hit his collarbones, the satin slip dress and how it bunched around his chest, the slightly smudged red lip and the glassy-eyed look he was giving him.
Kiss me, Louis whispered.
Oh, thank fuck. Harry threw his arms around Louis's shoulders. Louis's hand slipped under his thighs as Harry jumped up, Louis picking him up with practiced ease.
Louis woke up before Harry. Harry was practically on him, with his arms tucked in and head on his chest and leg thrown over his torso, and Louis's own arm was around his back.
He caught himself smiling at Harry's little snores and messy hair and shook his head.
Stop moving, I have a headache, Harry mumbled.
We have to talk. Louis's voice came out croaky and tired.
We have nothing to talk about.
We do. We need to stop hooking up like this. Harry groaned and rolled out of bed, Louis following suit.
May I ask why? And may I also borrow some clothes of yours?
You have yours from last night.
Louis, Harry replied flatly. You ripped it off me.
He held up what were now remains of his little black dress. Bloody animal, he added, secretly enjoying the flesh that crept up Louis's neck.
Grab whatever fits. He looked away as Harry wandered around his bedroom naked, like he hadn't been balls deep in him less than 12 hours prior.
Harry slipped on a yellow hoodie Louis had somewhere in the back of his closet because he hadn't liked the color.
No pants? Louis asked as Harry took a seat by the window and just his underwear and a hoodie on.
What do you think?
I don't know why I talk to you sometimes.
Why should we stop hooking up? I hate you, but you have one hell of a dick.
Jesus Christ.
Are we quoting snippets from last night?
Louis glared at him. Harry shrugged. He was about to say something when his phone rang.
Hello? He wandered off to the balcony to talk.
When he came back, his jaw was tense.
What happened?
Louis looked him square in the eye, face bearing no expression.
We're about to be killed?
I did a number on you, but honestly, baby, who's counting?
You did a number on me, but honestly, baby, who's counting?
Who's counting? 1, 2, 3.
You look like you're dressed for your own funeral, Harry said as Louis held out an arm for him to climb aboard the train.
Fitting, innit? Louis smiled, patting his all-black three-piece suit.
Harry rolled his eyes and adjusted the front of his dress.
Why are you dressed like you're going to walk a red carpet?
Louis eyed Harry's choice of pink, asymmetrical, full-length dress, apparently backless.
If I die today, I better damn die in style. Harry winked and reached for Louis's hand.
Well, you look beautiful.
Don't butter, your lies won't bite.
Louis smiled and looped their arms together as a steward escorted them through the carriage and to their compartment.
So, Louis began as they sat down,
I can't believe we could be murdered on the actual Orient Express. It's like I'm the main character of an Agatha Christie book. Harry giggled.
Are you giggling right now?
Louis's voice went high-pitched at how ridiculous he found it.
Says the one who thinks it's fitting in it to be wearing an all-black tux to a mission he could very much die at.
Harry made air quotes.
We won't die. Louis looked away as the train began to leave the station.
We've been through worse. One train ride isn't anything.
And you're the realistic one.
They had to get through one train ride. Turned out the lady and the gentleman from the party on their tails weren't as immobilized as they'd thought. They were very much out of captivity and on the hunt for Harry and Louis. One of them, at least. The train would take them from London to Berlin, where they would be in protective custody until the threat was cleared. They had to get through one night. Nothing they hadn't done before. Harry rested his cheek on his hand, staring out of the window as the train exited the station and moved out of London. "If you were to die today," he started out of nowhere as their train began to speed up. Louis snorted a laugh, eliciting a smile from Harry, who continued. "If you were to die today, would you have any regrets?" There was a beat of silence. Louis began, stopped again. "I don't think so," he nodded to himself. "I was born to rich parents, I lived a life of thrill and comfort at the same time, and despite the peculiarity of my job, I do not regret it," he concluded. "You've really given it a thought, huh?" Harry looked amused. "But honestly, I get it. I'd have one regret." "And what would that be?" "I'd never fall in love," Harry sighed dreamily. Louis burst out laughing until he noticed that he wasn't joking. He was being very serious. "Oh, you were serious?" "Yeah. Don't you ever want to fall in love?" "I don't think it would ever work," Louis shrugged, as if he'd had the same conversation with himself before. "With what we do, it's hard to find anyone you can trust enough." "You don't trust anyone, then?" "Nope." It was Harry's turn to shrug. "Well then." They spent the rest of the evening in silence, finishing up their dinner. "I'll pull the first shift," Louis said, and Harry undid his heels and folded his feet upon the carriage seat. "You have a nap. I'll wake you when we pass Paris." "All right," Harry smiled at him, sleepy and soft, and Louis ignored the way his heart flipped. "I will puncture one of your lungs if you do not wake me up in time to watch the Eiffel Tower, so you better do," he added. "All right, sugar," Louis laughed softly. They both let the pet name slip. It was around 3 a.m. when Louis noticed something was off about the passage door to their compartment. He examined it from where he was standing and eyed the doorknob that was tilted a little more than it should be. His hands instinctively moved towards his holster. He slowly made his way to the door when he felt the lightest hitch of a breath behind him. "Do not move or I will shoot you," a deep voice warned him, and Louis complied, knowing where it was headed. "Last time I checked, hello was how you greeted an old friend, Arthur." "Feeling bold, aren't you, Tomlinson?" "Checked in under Davenport. Didn't you go through the ticket list?" Louis tutted, still not facing his once partner. "You've learned nothing from stabbing me in the back?" Arthur Kirkoff was Louis's first partner, until he turned against their agency, betraying Louis on a crucial mission by stabbing him in the back, quite literally. "Say another word, and I will not hesitate to do it again." Louis felt the cool metal of a gun against the back of his skull. "Harm as much as a hair on his head and you won't get out of here alive." Louis suddenly heard Harry, and it was Arthur's turn to feel a gun against his back. "Drop the weapon, now." Harry's voice got a tad bit louder, but Louis didn't dare to move. Louis took the opportunity to turn to face Arthur, making advantage of his startle to tackle him down. Arthur, being double his size, fought back with ease and flipped Louis onto the ground harshly, tripping Harry, who was barreling towards him. Before Harry could get up again, Arthur stabbed Louis in the thigh with one of his daggers. "No!" Harry yelled and looped his arms around Arthur from behind, flipping him a 360 degrees onto the opposite side of the carriage. "Holy fucking shit," Louis murmured from where he was trying to get off the floor, blood dampening his clothes. Harry kneed Arthur in his groin and threw a couple of rough punches to his abdomen in rapid succession, tackling him into the ground on his front, a gun against his head. "You sick son of a bitch!" He tied his hands with a torn curtain, elbowing him harshly in his back when he struggled. "Louis," he breathed all of a sudden, and stumbled towards where Louis was leaning against the door, dagger still in his thigh. "Are you hurt?" Louis mumbled, scanning Harry top to bottom. "You absolute fucking twat, it doesn't matter," Harry yelled at him. "You're the one bleeding out. What the fuck is genuinely wrong with you?" "Oh, Jesus." Louis lost his balance and fell into Harry. Harry quickly laid him on the floor, hands shaky.
No, no, no!
He mumbled under his breath and shakily made a makeshift tourniquet with whatever straps of the torn curtain he had left. Louis! Louis! He yelled, slapping his face when he saw his eyelids flutter. If you die on me, I swear to fucking God. His voice broke.
No need to be so dramatic. I'm just short on blood.
Louis grumbled weakly, reaching for Harry's hand. Harry held onto his hand, grip ironclad.
Get us out of here, he managed to say. Now!
I can't, Louis. We're on a moving train.
Paris, you idiot.
Louis winced. Rhine, there's a boat.
Louis, I can't jump into a river with you. You're hurt.
Harry, he squeezed his hand.
Come on.
Louis, it's a soft fall. They're waiting for us there. Back up. Louis moved his injured leg. Harry slung his arms around his shoulder to support him.
Lou, I trust you.
Louis looked him in the eyes and kissed him.
Do it.
Harry's heart dropped as he picked Louis up, whose grip on his hand had gone loose. Sure enough, the train had halted at the Rhine. He basically dragged Louis's limping body out of the train and onto the edge of the bridge that was closest to the river, where he saw the boat approaching. Harry took a shuddery breath, glancing at the dark water.
Hey,
Louis breathed. Harry looked at him.
One, he huffed, holding Louis tight.
Two, Louis supplied weakly, bracing for the jump. Three. It took Louis a month to recover and walk normally. Harry gladly kept him company. They were in Paris, in a small rented apartment, until they could go back to London safely. Harry snuggles closer to Louis, burying his face in his neck, arms around his bare stomach, leg thrown over his. I have a confession. Louis broke the silence. Harry hummed in response. That night, on the train, I lied.
What do you mean? Harry mumbled softly.
When you asked if I would have any regrets.
Oh, he breathed. What would be your regret?
Louis sighed, taking a deep breath.
Promise you won't laugh.
Harry giggled. I promise I'll definitely laugh then. I'd die without telling you that I loved you. Harry smiled against his neck. I have a confession too, then. I lied too, he got up, straddling Louis's hips and leaned down.
What do you mean?
I lied, Harry kissed him once. Because, he kissed him twice. I hate to admit you have me in love, Louis Tomlinson. He kissed him thrice. Louis smirked, flipped him over, getting a yelp out of him. How many seconds do I have before you make fun of me for being head over heels for you? Louis leaned down and kissed him, then whispered into his ear. One, two, three. This was So It Goes by Those Fucking Avocados. If you enjoyed this, please check out the author's AO3 and Tumblr that we have linked below. And if you enjoy the Podfic Pals, make sure to check us out at podfic-pals.tumblr.com or on AO3 at podfic_pals. If you would like us to read one of your fics on this podcast, then you can submit them through the link that we have in our Tumblr bio. I hope you enjoyed this, and I hope you'll hear from us soon.